Describe the woman, Jane.
She was tall, with long dark hair. She put the beautiful veil you bought me on her own head. Then she looked at herself in the mirror. Then I saw her horrible face. She looked like a dead woman. She took off the veil, tore it in two, and threw it on the floor.
And then?
Mr. Rochester looked more frightened than I had ever seen anyone look. She came to my bed and put her candle close to my face so she could see me. She stared angrily at me for a long time. I must have fainted,
and I think she left my room after that.
Now, Edward, can you tell me who or what that woman was?
Jane, you are too upset. That was just a bad dream. Forget about it, darling,
he said. It wasn't a dream. It really happened. When I woke up this morning, I looked on the floor, and there was the torn veil. Mr. Rochester suddenly trembled.
Oh, God, to think what she might have done,
he cried, throwing his arms around me.
Thank God you're not hurt.
After a few moments, he said calmly,
Now, Jane, that woman in your room must have been Grace Poole. Nothing else could have happened.
Maybe you're right, I said slowly, but I was not sure.
Jane, one day I'll tell you why she lives here, I promise you. Tonight you should sleep in Adele's room. Nothing can hurt you there. Have happy dreams about our wedding.